I don't think so. KSL News Time 6:09. Our first check of triple team traffic on this Friday morning. Good morning, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian. Well, as you might expect with the overnight rains, we'll be dealing with some wet road conditions this morning. At this point, volumes are light enough between Draper and downtown that your drive time only an extra couple of minutes due to the wet roads. But no backups, no stop and go. And at the moment on the freeways in Salt Lake County, no crashes. Same story on the city streets, but just give a little bit of extra room between you and the car in front of you, as it's a little harder to stop today, Eric Butler.
And we have some moisture on the roads in Utah County as well, but right now it's not translating into any kind of delays. From Spanish Fork northbound on I-15 up to Point of the Mountain, that's your normal KSL travel time of 24 minutes. Now, if you see something happening, be sure to let us know. Be a traffic trooper, 575-5683. Alicia?
Well, we've still got crews trying to get rid of this standing water as you're trying to head from southbound Highway 89 in North Salt Lake onto southbound I-15. You're probably going to see that for most of the rest of the morning. So you're going to want to plan some extra time as you're going that way. Take Beck Street as an alternate. I-215 is also a good choice for you. Those of you on Legacy right now still moving well with no problems connecting onto I-215. Every life has a story when your story is told. How will you be remembered? John Jones climbed down into the Nutty Buddy Cave. This is his story. The Last Descent in theaters now, rated PG. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.